Today is Wednesday, March 13th. We're talking about a tense hearing on Capitol Hill as a former special counsel defended his report about how President Biden handled classified documents. Also, a first-of-its-kind delivery to Gaza and how millions of dollars in weapons are being sent to Ukraine without Congress giving the okay. Plus, teenagers say they're not the only ones dependent on smartphones. Plans for a big Disneyland expansion are moving forward, and companies are having to send their employees to etiquette training. Those stories and even more news to know in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Both President Biden and former President Trump have now crossed the delegate threshold needed to become their party's nominees. They both took home decisive victories in a handful of states yesterday. Of course, it was never in doubt, since neither Biden nor Trump face any major opposition at this point. Still, this is a milestone for both candidates, not even halfway through the presidential primary calendar. This also means this will now be one of the longest general election campaigns in modern history. Biden celebrated the win last night by saying, quote, "I am honored that the broad coalition of voters representing the rich diversity of the Democratic Party across the country have put their faith in me once again, in a moment when the threat Trump poses is greater than ever." And Trump posted a video on social media saying it was, quote, "a great day of victory." He also criticized Biden, saying, quote, "Now we have to get back to work because we have the worst president in the history of our country." Expect to hear a lot more from both of them over the next 8 months leading up to the November 5th election. Well, this week, lawmakers grilled the former special counsel who investigated President Biden's classified documents case. Robert Hur appeared on Capitol Hill to answer questions about his report that came out last month. It was the one where he said there wasn't enough evidence to charge Biden with a crime. And yesterday, both Democrats and Republicans accused him of being partisan. Republicans said he caved to pressure in not recommending any charges. They say there was a double standard, since a different special counsel did recommend charges against former President Trump over his handling of classified docs. On the other side, though, Democrats argued Hur included gratuitous language about the president's mental capacity to score political points, specifically when Hur described Biden as a, quote, "sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory." They pointed out that Hur is a registered Republican and accused him of trying to get former President Trump reelected. But Hur insisted he had, quote, "no such aspirations," and kept defending the integrity of his report. Congress also released a transcript of the special counsel's interviews with President Biden so people can see exactly how he responded to the questioning. For the first time since the war started in Gaza, a shipment of aid has been sent by sea. It's carrying 200 tons of food collected by the nonprofit World Central Kitchen. Of course, it's still not enough to head off a famine in Gaza, but the European Commission president says it's a sign of hope. Many more ships are set to take the same journey in the coming days and weeks. You'll remember, the U.S., EU, and other allies announced the new maritime route last week, and this first shipment is set to arrive tomorrow. Separately, American troops are working on a floating pier on the coast of Gaza that could deliver another 2 million meals a day, though that construction is expected to take weeks. It's all crucial, though, since, sadly, more than 2 million Palestinians are facing a threat of starvation, and there have been an increasing number of reports of malnutrition-related deaths in the Gaza Strip. The U.S. has also said much more aid would be able to flow into Gaza if Israel and Hamas could come to terms on a temporary ceasefire agreement. But for now, negotiations are stalled. The Biden administration announced it's sending $300 million worth of weapons to Ukraine. It's the first American aid package since the previous funding ran out and Ukrainian troops started rationing supplies. Congress still has not approved any new aid, but U.S. Army accountants were able to make this happen by using money saved from other contracts that came in underbid. Still, the New York Times cites U.S. officials who say this is just a temporary solution that will only keep Russian troops at bay for a few more weeks. So the White House is still urging lawmakers to pass a new Ukraine aid bill as soon as possible. Remember, the Senate did pass a bill already that includes money for Ukraine, Israel, and more, but House leaders have not put it up for a vote yet. Some House Democrats and moderate Republicans have started gathering signatures as a way to force a vote, though it's still not clear if they'll be able to do that. So, to be continued. The U.S. now has a huge lead on both Russia and Saudi Arabia as the world's largest oil producer, and that lead is growing. This week, the U.S. Energy Information Administration predicted domestic oil production will rise to 13.2 million barrels a day this year. And the EIA says no other country even has that much production capacity, so they won't be catching up anytime soon. Backers of the U.S. oil and gas industry see this as a huge economic driver that can give America global leverage as exports rise. But climate groups just say it gives other countries leverage on the green energy transition. Either way, this has already had an impact on prices. Crude oil futures edged lower yesterday in reaction to this latest report. We have more news for you still coming up, but first a quick break. So I have noticed I need more nutrient support than I used to now that I have a toddler, which means my sleep sometimes suffers. And since he recently started preschool, my immune system is challenged more often these days. Plus, I'm just busier and on the go more often. So I'm really glad to know that AG1 is covering my nutritional basis with high-quality ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and whole food-sourced nutrients. I know when I drink it daily, I'm going to feel that extra boost. And I have. I've felt the difference in my daily life. AG1 supports my energy, my focus, and my immune system. And it really is so simple. One scoop of AG1, or I grab a travel pack, mixed with water in the bottle they send, shake it up, and I'm all set. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why I partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. And they have a great deal for our listeners. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/newsworthy. That's drinkag1.com/newsworthy. Check it out. Now back to the news. Another international crew of astronauts has safely returned to Earth this week. They spent nearly 6 months aboard the International Space Station, preparing NASA for future deep space missions. They conducted hundreds of experiments, including the first study of how humans respond to different durations of space flights. They also experimented with growing food on the space station. And one of the crew members was even part of a rare all-women spacewalk. NASA says all of these experiments will help to send people into the cosmos and beyond, and even benefit humanity here on Earth. The four-person team returned to Earth yesterday in a SpaceX Dragon spacecraft. Another crew has already replaced these astronauts on the ISS. The problems at Boeing are now starting to impact major U.S. airlines. For example, United Airlines says it's pausing pilot hiring for 2 months and hunting for new planes from Boeing rival Airbus. Southwest Airlines says it's going to cut flights and also cut hiring to save costs because of lower-than-expected deliveries of Boeing jets. And Alaska Air says its plans for the year are also in flux because of uncertainty on Boeing deliveries. Boeing has slowed down production as it faces increased scrutiny from federal regulators. And fewer planes means less seating capacity and higher maintenance costs for airlines. Still, airlines agree that Boeing needs to make changes. Just yesterday, Boeing announced a series of steps meant to improve quality, like compliance checks and quality audits at the factory. And the company said it will not hesitate to stop a production line or keep an airplane in position if needed. Well, these steps are in response to an FAA audit that came out after an Alaska Airlines plane came apart midair. Adding to Boeing's troubles this week, one of its planes was involved in another midair incident that injured about 50 people aboard a flight from Australia to New Zealand. The plane apparently had a sudden drop as if it was taking a nosedive before leveling out. Passengers say people were thrown to the ceiling and down to the floor. And the whole thing was described as a technical event. It's not clear yet exactly what caused the problems during that flight, but Boeing says it's ready to cooperate with the investigation. We know parents and advocates have grown more concerned about teenagers' smartphone use. But what do the teens say? Well, the Pew Research Center asked them. The new data shows 95% of teenagers between 13 and 17 years old have, or at least have access to, a smartphone. And most use the internet every day. But nearly three quarters of them said they feel happy and peaceful when they don't have their smartphones on hand. At the same time, though, more than a third said being without their phones made them feel upset, lonely, and anxious. And most said the benefits do outweigh the harms. Another thing teens brought up, their parents are also wrestling with tech use. About half of them said their parents at least sometimes get distracted by their phones during conversations. And when Pew asked, a good portion of both parents and children admitted to being on their own phones too much. Of course, these are just some of the complicated issues parents and teens are navigating when it comes to phones. Lawmakers have also tried to get involved, and there are many proposed bills aimed at protecting kids and teens online. Though for now, none are close to passing. Disneyland cleared one of the final hurdles for its first major theme park expansion plan since the 1990s. This week, the Anaheim Planning Commission approved the Disneyland Forward project after almost 3 years of reviews and analysis. The project would revamp Disneyland to the tune of $1.9 billion over the next decade. It would add new rides, entertainment, shops, restaurants, parking, and more. The project does not include specific plans for the attractions, but Disney officials have brought up possible Frozen, Zootopia, Tron, or Peter Pan experiences similar to those at Disney locations in Asia. They've also raised the possibility of exploring the worlds from Coco and Black Panther. Disney has also promised to spend tens of millions of dollars for affordable housing, street and transportation improvements, and sewer upgrades in the area. Supporters of this expansion plan have said it will generate a lot more revenue and bring more jobs to Anaheim. Though opponents point out that construction will impact air quality and greenhouse gas emissions in the community. Next up, the project will go before the City Council, likely next month, where it's expected to get final approval. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this episode is brought to you by ZocDoc. I recently saw someone online talking about why they fired their doctor, or in other words, stopped being a patient, because they didn't feel heard or cared about. And I can relate. I've pretty much done that before. And I think it's a good thing to do, honestly, if it's not a good fit with your doctor. Because when it comes to our health and the doctor we choose to trust, there are no compromises. We deserve to have a doctor we feel comfortable with, who listens, and who prioritizes our health. And if you need help finding that type of doctor, check out ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. And these docs all have verified reviews from real patients. Plus, you can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, live near you, and treat the type of condition you need to discuss. It's where I go whenever I'm searching for a new doctor, and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. Companies are running into new issues as employees come back to the office. It turns out a lot of workers have forgotten how to behave at work. And with that, demand for workplace etiquette training has surged over the last 2 years. A recent study by Resume Builder found more than 60% of companies plan to implement etiquette courses for staff this year, too. That's based on a survey of more than 1,500 business leaders. One etiquette consultant told CNN some of the most common behavior faux pas include inappropriate office conversations, leaving a mess around the office, loud phone calls, all kinds of dress code missteps, and then there's the common question of how to address these faux pas with your coworkers. It's not just companies who want employees to take advantage either. In another recent survey of workers, nearly 75% of respondents said they would take advantage of business etiquette courses if they were offered it at their jobs. Etiquette tips have also become popular on social media, featured on TikTok videos and LinkedIn courses, and many colleges and universities have also started offering courses on skills like networking and business dinners. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing the show if you find it valuable. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.